Hey everyone, thank you for taking your time this evening to join us on a Friday night to join us for our EMA session with the founding team. Tonight we have Eloise with us as well as Henry. So we're really happy to have them. I guess you guys have been seeing them around a lot in the community, and they are the guys who really listen to the community and build Atlas with the community in mind. I'm sure you guys play a lot of the Atlas games almost every night, and these are the masterminds behind the entire ecosystem as well as the metaverse. So we're really, really happy to finally hear from them speak about the future of Atlas, as well as the possibilities of the Komos NFTs. So I know you guys are really excited to know what's coming up next. I mean, the games are really addictive. What these gentlemen will be sharing tonight will be taking this Atlas metaverse to the whole new level. And I'm sure you guys will be very, very excited after this AMA session. So let's just quickly introduce Eloise is the guy who is the growth hacker of the team. He actually really takes care of, you guys don't know this, but I met the team, and I know the team personally, and Eloise is a super duper responsible guy. Like, this guy works crazy hard, right? And then you have Henry is the guy who games, and I very, very like intelligent fella. And I think they have a lot to share today. And so I don't want to take up too much of the time from the AMA itself. And so without further ado, I'll just invite, Eloise as well as Henry to answer some of the questions that you have actually filled up in the Google form. Gentlemen, please.
Thanks so much for the introduction, Shaki. This is Eloise here, together with me.
Hey guys, Henry here. Nice to meet you all.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us for tonight's AMA. Not sure which part of the world you're at right now. Both of us are currently based in Singapore, so it's around 9:02 PM. Hope the rest of you are still a comfortable time, and thanks so much for taking time off for today's call. I think Shaki has helped us compile a lot of questions. We'll have to take the next half an hour to go through all of them. The last few weeks have been really, really busy. We've been trying to load up a lot of plans, and I think we're pretty excited to be sharing some of those plans with everyone here. So maybe we can do a quick introduction, and then we'll go straight into the questions. So yeah, I'm Eloise. Nice to meet everyone. I mean, it's really nice to see everyone being involved in the community and being really active. Henry, I gotta say that the fan art contest definitely blew me away personally.
Definitely, me too. Like, the submission was just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could draw half as well. I like our memes channel. It always cracks me when, after a long day at work. And
wow, guys, really, the memes channel is what kept me alive, to be frank. And so yeah, please do keep sending memes. It really motivates all of us over here.
Yeah, Henry is always up coding up to 3 AM in the morning. So your memes are the what powers him. He feeds on memes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So on my side, I growth and product. So we've got a lot of plans that are lining up for you guys. I think since we've launched the channel and also Atlas a couple of weeks, we've already seen how growth has just taken off organically. So I think it's really comforting and really heartening to see all of you supporting us. And we want to bring it to the next level. So over the next 4 to 6 weeks, I think all of you will really see things starting to ramp up. And we have a couple of exciting stuff that we want to share. Before we go into the questions, maybe Henry, you want to talk a little bit about what you do, besides reading the memes, what do you like doing?
Got it. Thanks. Thanks, hello. Right, so Henry here, so I more or less head the technical development as well as sort of the product road mapping for the entire Atlas platform currently. So yeah, it has been many crazy weeks over, it has been super crazy over the past few months in terms of development. We've seen a lot of new feature requests, and Atlas game especially, that channel, we've seen a lot of good feedback from players. They're saying that they're gaming every day, even, you know, work and whatnot. And some are even, you know, very, very, almost every day. I think a lot of you guys really just clock in hours just to play, right? To get through the leaderboards and all. And this really powers, you know, like all of us over here in the development team, like being able to code until 12 a.m. midnight. And, you know, at 12:05, you see that the leaderboard is almost, that is a really great signal for us. You know, it's what kept us developing more and more interesting games. And yeah, this is gonna be something that we are going to be to go ahead building more of these games so that more people, it's more accessible to everyone out there in the world.
I think the interesting thing is we've actually seen a lot of feedback from the channel, and I think you all can see that we're definitely taking in a lot of your feedback. For example, I remember there was a few days when everyone was just suggesting Tetris, right? And you know, in a couple of days, it up and did its magic, and now you have it inside. So we're really, really taking into a lot of feedback from the community. So not only in terms of the games, I think the previous AMA, we all managed to hear Nairin and Sarah. So they're also taking a lot of references, sharing the NFTs. So yeah, we're pretty pumped to do today's AMA. I think today's focus will actually be on the NFTs. In terms of the NFT launch, I know all of you are asking a lot of questions about, hey, what kind of utilities are there? What can we expect? That's definitely something that we will be deep diving on this AMA. In terms of the utility and what are the future roadmaps for Komos, what we'll be talking about next AMA, which I think many of you will be really, really excited about, and it's actually the idea of Gem. Yeah, we're really hard for that. And we'll share a little bit about that today. But we also don't want to spoil the
surprise.
Yeah, the surprise. So we hear a lot about it the next AMA. So today we really want to focus more on, you know, what can you expect from NFT Komos? You know, why do I want to hold it? Why do I want to buy one? What is NFT 8? We'll dive all of it today. So Henry, shall we
get started? Let's go ahead.
Maybe I'll start off with a warm-up question first, right? So someone asked, you know, I like playing Atlas 101. The games are really simple and fun. My favorite is To the Moon. The question is, as Atlas becomes more and more popular, you consider expanding to mobile apps, you know, iOS, or to make it more accessible to new users? What do you say?
Right. We've been getting that question a lot, to be honest. But sorry to disappoint, but not very much in the near future, as far as we can see. Mainly because of the fact that, you know, we are also trying to angle the product in a way that it is entirely accessible by just anyone in the world, right? But at the same time, we are trying to, you know, ride the waves of Web3. We also want to allow, you know, just anyone out there in the world to be able to start playing Atlas with minimal barrier of entry, right? And we also realize that, you know, a lot of our great community comes from, you know, districts or even countries with really low bandwidth of like some are even on low 3G. So we really don't want to, you know, have to push all of them downloading yet another app on their mobile phone, right? So this is the reason why Atlas is designed to be web-based. All of our games are built with Unity WebGL. They are made to be light version. We are also trying to build in more debugging systems so that we're able to catch as many bugs as possible. And eventually we'll be able to reach a stage where, you know, hopefully people in Atlas games will not complain about bugs. You know, I know it's happening a lot right now playing games like Sugar Attack and whatnot, but we are listening. We are also browsing through and also testing on all of our mobile devices to ensure that, you know, we definitely eventually will reach a stage where everyone, as long as you have a mobile Chrome and a MetaMask app, that's all that you need to start playing to earn. And that is what I see as the next revolution of play to earn.
Yeah. Don't you feel like this is kind of like being a radio DJ?
Yeah.
Both of us being side by side looking at the questions.
Exactly.
Talking to each other.
Super exciting.
Yeah. So thanks for that. Okay. The next question.
Right.
Someone's actually asking us. Go for it, Henry.
Yeah. Why not I ask you? All right. So, Elston, I guess the next question is for you, and I hope it's not too much. Okay. So, when will Gem get listed, and what are the plans on token release?
Oh man, we're getting too many questions on this. Like I mentioned, in the next week, we'll give you the full release during the AMA.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say is that this will be... Should I tell them?
I think it's a secret.
Yeah, but I mean, you can expect this in 2 to 3 weeks. This is going to be really exciting. We have a lot of plans lined up, a lot of partners on board. So my advice is, you know, you want to start holding your gems, keeping them tight, store them in your storeroom, try and get on the leaderboard as much as you can. I'm not sure if you all have realized that in the market, you can actually right now use Matic to buy gems. So that is one way that, you know, I would really advise everyone to start earning gems. And the way we position this is gems is really for the play to earn. You know, we want to make the lower the barrier of entry so everybody can join this rocket ship with us. So my advice is, you know, start accruing as much gems as you can. And as we lead to the IDO day, I think this will be really, really exciting for everyone. So next week, we'll actually bring in our smart contract engineer, our tokenomics folks, and they'll really be sharing more detailed plans about our gem IDO. And that's something that you can be excited about. So the next question for you, Henry. So someone's asking, you know, this related to the gems as well. In the future, the tokens will be running on ERC20 chain. Will you be using an L1 or an L2 layer 1, right? So the users can minimize gas fees.
That is a really brilliant question. So I think all the folks right now ever use who are ever on blockchain, you guys are definitely aware of how high the gas fees are, right? Especially Ethereum right now is spiking up and up and never coming down. So yeah, definitely, you know, in the spirit of wanting to revolutionize play to earn, right? Want to make cashing out as low cost as possible as well, especially for a lot of there who are cashing it out on a weekly basis right now. So yeah, we are using an L2 framework right now, which is basically Polygon as a scaling framework, a scaling solution. But though we are actually going execute our minting on Ethereum.
Thanks for that. I think everyone's pretty excited about those two questions. Next one coming up, back to the topic of games, right? I see this coming quite often, and I think, you know, the way we're building Atlas is really with the whole gaming metaverse in the center of things. So, you know, Henry, are there upcoming games or events that, you know, players and the whole community can expect?
Ooh, games. I really love games. So, you know, like, Ello, we actually launched a new feature just somewhere this week, right? Mm-hmm. We actually allowed our community to be in the power of voting for what they want to play next. So we've seen a lot, we've seen really, really great submissions in terms of the form submission to choose which games you want. And also at the same time, I will be very frank about it that, you know, there are some people out there who are pretty disappointed, especially to, you know, the Bounce fans and the To The Moon fans, right?
Yeah, man, now no one's voting for my To The Moon. I play it every day.
I used to play Bounce every day. But yeah, guys, please do help to vote for those two games for us. But yeah, we are actually in the pipeline of building up even more games. In fact, what is right now as a P0 for us is really to build out more levels for Sugar Attack, especially because we know that this game has been quite a popular one. It's actually one of its kind in terms of it's kind of a player versus environment game, right? As compared to the rest of the games that are leaderboard based. So this game actually, we realized that a lot of people actually found this game much more interesting because they could actually slow grind and farm gems, right? So to support that community of people, we are also trying to, as hard as possible, you know, our designers over here are just churning out levels every day and also QAing them and also, you know, sending it out to a bunch of QA engineers to ensure that nothing weird happens, right? So that is definitely what we are currently working on. The next 50 levels, the next 100, or even the next 1,000 levels for Sugar Attack, it's going to be a big one. And upcoming, we are actually also in talks with a few game studios. This is a very exciting one.
Gave them the big news there.
Right. So the game studios, yeah, that is a big one, because over the past few weeks, right, the games has all been inbuilt, which, to be frank, it took up a lot of bandwidth in terms of engineering resources, right? But now that we have a third party coming in to turn really beautiful games out for us, I think the community might be very, very excited about.
Yeah, I mean, just to add on to what you mentioned, right? Initially, we built a lot of the games in-house. That's really, you know, control the whole experience. We can control the kind of quality. But right now, we also recognize that we have a lot of players. And I hear everyone's feedback about the kind of games you like. We also plan to take it up a notch. We're going to open up Atlas to other gaming studios. These are like people who spend, you know, the last 20, 30 years just building games. They have been like in big gaming studios. They have like a big team of designers. That would be really exciting. Where we see Atlas going is, I'm sure there are a lot of gamers online tonight. We see Atlas being the Steam for blockchain. So, you know, this is the place where you want to be. Just play the best game. And Atlas can be that aggregator platform, we be that rewards platform, and we just make it, you know, create an incentive structure so that game studios want to come list Atlas. That way, they can bring on the marketing, the tech activities. They're incentivized to make sure that the highest quality play their games. So on our end, we can focus on just building a very stable. I think that's where, you know, I really think that that's where you start popping up, because now not 1+1 = 2, but 1+1 = being built a platform where anybody can. I think that would be really.
You sound exactly like a growth hacker, Edo.
That's right. That's why they call me the.
All right. So why don't we move on to the next question? Okay. So what do we have here?
This is a
tough one. Are you ready? All right, so one of you guys asked, when will be the pre-sale of Como NFT, and are there any details on the pre-sale?
Yeah, I know that we've been sharing a lot about this for the last few weeks. So yes, the NFT launch for Como are actually in the works, and we're actually going to bring it on in the next weeks as well. So that's why I mentioned these 2 weeks, just a lot of exciting news coming. The whole Como NFT launch, Dollar Gems, IDO. I think everybody will be just really, really excited. And I really do want to encourage you to pay attention, because we're going to be starting to do like whitelist, pre-list, pre-sale whitelisting. You're going to be seeing our artists dropping a lot more hints and a lot more designs. And something really exciting is that we're going to be talking about NFT utility. So I think we should also share, you know, some exciting. Apart from all the games that all of you are seeing on the site, right, we're actually creating a special PvP game just for Como. So aside from just, you know, all the casual games that you're seeing right now, soon you can import your Comos. So there are two angles to this. The first one is the casual games. You can import your Comos, and this will affect how much energy you have, and it also affect how much gems you earn. So I could be importing a particular Como. Normally, I would get 10 energy. But maybe with this Como, I would have like 15 energies today.
Nice.
The other one would be gem multiplier. So let's say normally if I rank on the leaderboard, I would earn special Como. I could get a 1.5x multiplier. And that could mean the amount of gems I earn. So that's how we want to bring in Comos to affect the general casual game space. The other thing that I was alluding to earlier is a exclusive Como PvP game. So this is skill-based. You can import your Comos, this team-based game or an individual game. You will fight. Yes, you heard me. You will fight. You have skills. Different Comos have different elements. Like, there is so much in store. Whole team of game designers and game folks are hard at this. And I don't want to spoil the surprise, but you will see something really exciting dropping out on the homepage of atlas.com perform in the next 2 or 3 days. I'm just so excited looking at this. And we have it on staging right now. I can't wait for the community to see this. I think this would just make everyone so excited about.
Yeah. Thanks, Elo, for the additional stress. That means that, you know, engineering team, hey, you guys have to work harder.
Just give them more memes. They wouldn't have to sleep.
Yeah, please. Generate more memes for us, please.
And, Henry, I want to add, aside from this PvP skill-based game that we're working on for Comos, soon you can add on accessories and clothings and different equipments for your Comos. So whatever you're seeing on the website right now, cute little Comos that have these shiny horns, transparent horns, they have different wings. Soon they could be like Christmas theme Como. They could be like, you know, Winterland Comos. There could be like a Como in desert and you can dress them. So I can't wait for everybody to see the new website.
That sounds super exciting.
Yeah, I think
right, I guess a follow up question would be, right, like for those that are super excited right now there. Hello. So how do they actually want to participate in the pre-sale?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, and I also want to, you know, all of you are joining on the channel, really want to just involve everybody in. We also want to be able to maximize and see how to get as many people on board in our community. So definitely you'll see a lot of like campaigns. This whole piece about Atlas is just being, you know, play to earn. We want to make it easy for everybody to earn rewards. So we'll definitely be coming up with a lot more campaigns, you know, giveaway campaigns, and we'll definitely start a whitelist so everybody can, you know, be able to get involved in this. So you've already seen a couple of like invite contests, fan art contests that we've done. Shaki also recently ran for us a Thanksgiving campaign. If you haven't seen that yet, go check out on the announcement tab. That is also one way to earn gems, doing NFT 8 giveaways. So of course, we want to see how we can involve the community, grow the community, and really help us to, you know, blow this up the park. So definitely you will start hearing us about us giving whitelist access. There'll be different campaigns, there'll be ways. I mean, there's just so much value here for us to community. I'm so excited.
Nice.
Okay, so I've got a question for you. We talked a little bit about game utility, we talked a little bit about NFT. So, you know, someone asks, are the utilities restricted to the ones that are mentioned in the white paper, or is the team expanding the NFT utility to, you know, much more than what it is right now?
Right, that is a really great question. So yeah, as what Elo has said before, a bunch of utilities that the team has already whitelisted and is already under works is basically the ability to increase your energy cap, right? First of all, basically users can grind more, you can play more bounce spells, and you can lose more.
Oh, I love it.
Right, and besides that, this one is the winner, right? Which is the gem multiplier. So based on the rarity of your NFT, your gem multiplier varies, right? So for example, if you were to earn 100 gems from the leaderboard today, by the next day, you'll get additional multiplier on top of the token, right? So far, the team has already came out with two of this. And as for the launch, we will actually just go with these two main utilities first. But definitely the reason why we are also not trying to pack this into our minted metadata is also because we want to give flexibility in terms of what Como can offer the beholders eventually, right? We want to give more and more perks for whoever who actually owns an NFT. In fact, Atlas, we just came out today that, you know, eventually for Como owners, besides inviting them to the PvP game, which is called, basically it's called the Como Battle Royale, we are also inviting them to a round table of Como Guardians.
What is that? Tell me more.
Right, so it's sort of like an interesting group of Como owners where people can share ideas and, you know, you get to work very closely with the developers and the designers, and also like you get to influence them in terms of how they think about the future of Como.
So I think that's like, you know, really next level collaboration. I want to bring people who, you know, our early support, bring them in together to do our brainstorm ideation and something that, you know, it's for the community by the community.
Right.
So you mentioned gem multiplier. So I'm really trying to grind as you're saying we're like equip I can earn more gems than I can have.
Exactly.
Wow.
So if you have 100 gems from the leaderboard today, if you have your Como equipped, and also they have to be equipped for more than 24 hours as a locking mechanics that we built. So once your Como is active, right, for every one gem that you earn, on the next day, we will deposit multiplier right into your account. So that is how beneficial owning a Como is.
So essentially, owning a Como could earn me more money. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Isn't that great?
That is so cool. I mean, even though I know all this, but yeah, I mean, that is something that's super, super.
Right. And yeah, I think this is just the surface, guys. We are definitely looking into ideas and even more utilities for our Como, and also especially for the people who support us by owning a Como, right? So please do stay in tune. Tune in to all of the announcement that is going to come in through Discord mainly.
Yeah, and I can see people are being very competitive about Como. Last week, when we enabled, you know, users to purchase gems with Matic, we saw a user, I'm not sure if everyone saw the gem fault results from someone bought in, and they basically tossed 8,000 gems gem fountain, and sure enough, the user managed to earn an NFT8. So I think it's really, really exciting.
Yeah. All right. So why don't we move on to the next question? Oh, there's just so many questions. I need memes, guys. I need memes.
Keep the memes coming. You'll keep Henry awake. Don't let him sleep.
Right, guys. Okay, so moving on. Alos, are you ready?
Okay, bring it.
Okay, so what is the total supply of Como? Can you share more about the rarity tiers of all the Como NFTs?
Ooh, I really love this question. So we really want to make Comos accessible to the many. So we're actually thinking about the total supply being in the 5,000 to 10,000 range. Reason being, one, we want to make it accessible, so as many people as possible earn Comos, and of course with our casual games and also with our PvP games coming up, players will need to have, example, a Como. So these are things that we're definitely thinking about. And of course, besides from just, you know, allowing people to buy Comos on Mint Day, what we're doing with the NFTX is really, really innovative, right? We want to enable the free-to-play players, you know, you can just grind hard at it, and you can chance to own. So I think that is something that really differentiates us from the other players. And I think what we can say is that the different Comos, you know, they have their own rarity tiers. So if you can see on the Comos right now, how we're going to be launching different Comos is that they have a different variation of horns, wings, tails, the eyes, the body. I like this one, the pattern and the texture. It really, really brings out life to Como, and of course the background. These are just the basic features that you will see as of different variations. And all this will definitely affect the stats of Comos, affect the in-game utility of Comos. I mean, this is so exciting. I'm not sure if I shared earlier, but do keep note and do take note of our new page that's coming up on atlas.com in the next days. I think if Henry doesn't sleep, it'll be Sunday. He decides to sleep a bit more, it'll be Monday. So keep the memes coming, keep the fan art coming, make sure we don't let Henry. Then we'll be able to see this new lore, this new equipment page that we're preparing, right?
This is just torture.
and I mean, this is for the community. It's all for them, Henry. All
right. For the community.
Yeah. For the equipment page, you know, just imagine you could be looking at your Comos and you can click on different bundles. Comos have different accessories, different skins. I just think that is so, so exciting though. Really, just keep your eyes peeled for the new page that's coming up.
Just to add on to that, our page will basically be on atlas.com/NFT. So do pay a visit on Sunday.
Yeah, and we'll definitely shout about it in all our social channels. Did you say Sunday? So you're not sleeping, right?
Oh,
Henry?
No.
Okay, next Sunday. I'm holding you to that.
Next Sunday.
No, everyone heard that. Keep the memes coming. Make sure Henry comes out.
Next.
No, we got that recorded. So,
all right.
Back to, you know, we talked a lot about NFT space, we talked about the IDO with games. So Henry, I actually got a question. Someone asked here, right? With all this going on, what is the vision for Atlas? It's a real deep question.
This is like the genesis of why we even started doing, and you know, essentially, why are we even doing it? Do I sound philosophical?
Yeah, you do at 9:30 p.m.
Right. Yeah, I guess like why maybe start off by sharing a little story, right? So I guess what the biggest thing that struck me was the fact that, you know, when I actually wanted to start playing a GameFi game, I realized that I wasn't even able to play any of them immediately before having to go through multiple hoops. For example, I needed a new wallet. I needed to download another app or even a desktop app. And I also, like, not just that, I also have to go through a bunch of registration before I can even try. And once I'm done with all of that, I was asked to actually own a bunch of NFT first before I can even grind my very first token, right? So that was really like a huge reason why Atlas all started, because we realized that this was actually a huge pain point, right? Given how big GameFi has become and how big the play-to-earn community has over the past few years, right? Thanks to the likes of, you know, XC Infinity, Crypto Blades, and so on. We feel like perhaps there should be a revolution to this, right? Like, why can't we allow more people to join the fun and also earn together? Which is why, you know, essentially we realized that by combining our skill sets, both my technical skill and what Elo is good at, yeah, we realized that, hey, why not we start something simple first, right? Why not we start building casual games? Like, obviously, we're not AAA game studios out there that can release games that are super polished, for example, Illuvium or so on. But why not we just prove to the community, the play-to-earn community, that all of this is actually possible. You don't actually need any capital to start earning, right? So that was the whole how we started ideate from this single pain point that I faced. And then eventually, you know, I sort of started pitching this idea to Elo. And yeah, Elo, why don't you share more about like what I told you?
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at all the GameFi platforms that are on the market right now, everybody either does an IDO raise or they do an NFT sale. After money comes in the bank, then they tell you, hey, we're going to be building a game like 4 months, 6 months out, right?
Or even a year.
I didn't hear that. But yeah, that has been the way, right? You know, they sell this, they basically sell your promise. So from the start, we've never done that. We've built, you know, a gaming community. We've been giving away tokens. We've been giving away rewards, dropping NFT eggs. And only then, once we feel that, you know, the gaming community is strong enough, there's something that people like, now we started thinking, how can we make things even more interesting? In-game utility, NFTs, and also, of course, with the gem token. And this is something definitely for all the OG Eternals, right? I like that name a lot.
Shout out to Eternals.
Yeah, I really like that. We think that, you know, people who are willing to be there to support us from day one, we really want you to start accruing your gems, accruing NFTs. Once we really think that we can bring you together with us on this rocket ship, and once, you know, we hit that critical traction, we really want to be able to give value to everybody. So you can just see the way that we're doing things is very different, right? Most people do an NFT sale or IDO sale and then they promise you. But from the start, we've already built a gaming community with rewards. So I think, you know, we are definitely here to stay. We are always thinking about users first. Even with just the games and the way we're building the platform, all based on the feedback that you have shared. So this is really, really exciting. And we think that the whole NFT spin with Comos and also with our Gem IDO coming up, we think we can really bring value to the rest of the community.
Nice. That is very well spoken. That is exactly what I told at 12 a.m., you know, half drunk.
Yes.
All right. So why don't we move to the next question? All right, another tough one, I guess. All right, so when will the token be tokenized? Okay, so I guess this is more on when are we going to do our IDO? I hear that you mentioned IDO a lot. Why don't you give the community a little bit of explanation? And
were you just like reading the questions out loud and then you repeated yourself again?
I was exactly that.
Yeah.
Drunk.
So like I mentioned earlier, we're really ramping up to an IDO happening in 4 weeks. So cannot stress enough. Keep earning gems, keep grinding it. You can already start buying gems on the marketplace if Matic. But soon, you know, we're going to bring this to a couple of decentralized exchanges. You can definitely start being part of this. And can I tell them that we have staking coming up?
Oh, wait, you just told them.
Oh, man. Okay.
Dude, that's...
Okay. Now you have to build... Now you have to build up to Sunday as well. So keep the memes coming.
Yeah.
This is our goal, right? We don't let Henry at the end.
Right.
No one sleeps here. So yes, this will all be coming up. Gem IDO and with staking. Like, we're really excited for that. We've been working a lot on that.
To add on to the staking elements, right? I suppose, like, very much like other IDOs, we are actually offering a really high APY, up to 200 or 300% at least. So, yeah, do really stay tuned, guys.
Yep. So, that is the tokenized one. I think we have another question that's related to.
Right. So, it reads, once the gem has been tokenized and tradable on decentralized exchange, we can still earn gems by being on leaderboard daily?
Ah, okay. So definitely, once, you know, someone has asked, right, once we IDO go on these exchanges, what's going to happen? Players can still continue earning gems. So essentially, you can be earning tokens that are to be that are traded on DEXs, and you can earn them just by playing games. We think that that is just really, and this is just our way of supporting the play to earn community. So definitely, even though that's being traded, you can continue like buying, you can cashing out, you can stake them, and we'll definitely still keep leaderboards on. I think all of you can see, right, in the early days, all the OG Eternals saw that only the top 100 leaderboards 100 players on the leaderboard could earn gems. But when more and more users all came out, we started growing, slowly expanded the leaderboard, and we're just finding more ways to distribute rewards to the users. So we actually have a secret game mechanism that's coming. I don't know, Henry, can we tell you about this? I really think you can't sleep in the next one month already.
Which one is this? Yeah, just too many.
The one that you are and ends with M-E-N-T. Can we say that?
Oh. Well, stress. Let me think. Do I have to sleep tomorrow?
Keep the memes coming.
Yes. Of course. Anything for our community.
Okay, tell them about it.
Right. So, guys, we are actually going to do something very special on top of just the daily leaderboards, because, yes, we actually really do hear you guys out there, those that are really trying hard but also are not being able to rank on leaderboard, right? We trust me, guys, every day what we do in the morning, what we are forced to do is really to look through, you know, Discord messages, see what our community is thinking about us, and also like how can we improve and be better, right? Which was the whole reason why we actually started expanding leaderboards and so on. So what is coming up next, right, which is very interesting, is also in the spirit of wanting to allow more users as we grow to be able to earn more, to be able to earn gems, right, is that we are actually releasing something called tournaments.
Tournaments. Oh, well, timing was...
It wasn't scripted, by the way, guys.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was just influence of peers.
Yes.
Okay, so tournaments, how does it work? So it basically is quite simple. So we have a rolling tournament that will be ongoing every 3 hours. So every end of 3 hours, right, what will happen is that anyone can participate in a tournament. We will randomly choose a game from our Atlas Metaverse. So moving forward, right, we will definitely have more games. We heard all of you guys. There are just so many ideas of new games, right? Flappy Bird, you know, Snake and whatnot. All of those are really in the pipeline. We are just in the works of QAing and so trying to see which one fits best in our case. So we will be randomizing from our whole metaverse of games and we will choose one every 3 hours. And anyone in the community, whoever that's playing Atlas, can actually participate with by spending a little bit of gems and at the same time and energy. So that's all that you need to actually be able to participate in the tournament. And the top 10 winners will definitely win from the pot, which is definitely, as I'm telling you, it's upsized. I think this will be a new source of income for a lot.
Yeah, I mean, right now, with all the effort and reward, whatever you're earning, soon with this tournament mode, essentially, players can battle with each other. For example, if 10 of us, 100 of us go in, we put in a small amount of gems, and it's just really based on skill, hard work, and winner takes all.
Oof.
This will just be a place where we want to keep really equal, fair, it's skill. Essentially, you could be playing 2048, you could be playing Atlas 101, and you know, if you rank on the top 5, boom!
Oh.
You have like 1,000 gems. That would be really, really exciting.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, lots of exciting stuff that are really, really in the plans. We're also expanding the engineering market. So I think we definitely have more and more features to build, and we always need all your feedback. So we're continually building more stuff to keep things fun with for all of you. Keep the feedback coming. And most importantly, keep the memes coming. Those are the things keep Henry. I think we should have a campaign. Like every hour just one meme comes out, and then like every time you want to sleep, if one meme comes out, you continue. I think that could be a campaign.
If we can get like 1,000 memes a day,
1,000 memes a day,
we'll probably guys every 1,000 memes. No, I'm speaking half drunk, so don't.
Hey, we'll hold you to your word.
All right, cool. Want to move on?
Sure.
All right, so we're almost done, guys. I guess the hello is from someone that says, "I want more Como eggs. Please."
Yes, I mean we're definitely doing that, and Como X, like I mentioned earlier, right, is really our way of grant the access to the NFTs. So definitely more challenges, more campaigns are coming up. A shout out to a campaign that's currently happening, the Thanksgiving giveaway. You know, we are trying to grow the community, so we really need everybody's help here. Once we hit 5,000 members, prizes going out, we hit 8,000 members. We 10,000 members, another set of prizes are coming out. So we definitely want to bring everybody on the ride with us. So yes, definitely continue preparing for Como Egg giveaways. Definitely do keep a lookout. We try and make it easy for you to keep track of all the different news. So we Discord, on Twitter, on Telegram. So look out for that. Definitely, there's going to be more giveaways. Apart from just Como Egg giveaways, we'll also be preparing for the pre-sale whitelist. I'll say it again. Pre-sale whitelist. So those are definitely things that you can, you know, just get excited about. This whole conversation has just got me really, really pumped, man.
Right. Although it's just two of us in the room.
Yeah. We are like some secret radio DJs. Have you ever wanted to be a radio DJ?
I've always wanted to be a festival DJ. Like, you know, like, in Ibiza, playing, just raving EDMs all night long, guys, all night long. Really, like you know, I really do want to DJ someday. I think you guys can make that work for me.
You never know. I mean, in the future, maybe we can bring that, give you a space in Atlas, you know, once you build out the meta, people can walk, explore this, like, DJ land, you can finally have your dreams.
Definitely. Alright, moving on. So, also Como related, because this week's special is really just going to talk about Como, the cute little dragon. Right, so the next question is, can Como actually be traded or breeded, Edo?
Wow, a lot of exciting questions. So the first one, yes. Once we mint, we'll be available for trading on OTC. But apart from that, you know, this isn't just going to be a normal PvP kind of NFT, right? You can own it, this accrues in value You want to be able to like battle with your Comos, earns you rewards, it has a gem multiplier, it has energy, it changes your energy cap. And in the future, I think you asked me about breeding. That is definitely in the roadmap as well. So, all of you Como potential owners out there, go and be a Genesis Como owner. Owning that definitely enables future. And just a shout out again, do keep track of the upcoming lore and blasting out to everybody in the next 2 days on Sunday. Henry has committed to that already. So you'll definitely see all the plans. And I mean, this is literally like Comos, they're not only these cute little creatures, but when they're angry, they can really like have different powers, different skills. We're introducing different elements, or you could have like grass type, you could have like metal type.
Can I shoot out a fireball?
Yeah, you can shoot out grass. You can have a
grass ball.
You can have a coding, just
hex everyone.
Yeah, just hex stuff and just build games. So that is definitely on the roadmap. So do check that out. So, on that topic of Como again, I think this is a really good question. Someone asked us, what sets players apart between Como and non-Como?
Another interesting question. All right, so I guess like I guess there has been a little bit of misconception to the fact that everyone will have to start owning an account. Actually, that's not. So what Como actually just helps you to do is really to enable you to earn even more. So for those who doesn't actually own a Como, right, you can either wait for our Gen 2 that will be coming post our Genesis entity, and also our breeding, right? Or you can just continue grinding and still be able to earn gems, right? So in terms of what sets a player who actually own a Como from a player that don't, it's pretty much the ability of them earning basically their gross gem earn per day, right? So a person with more energy and also a higher gem multiplier can definitely earn more gems per day, right? Or even per week or per month. Right. The next very interesting thing is really like what Elo has been raving about all night long. It is the PvP game, because this is probably going to be our flagship game. It is superb, guys. We have so much engineering resources invested to building this game, perfecting it, making it multiple modes, right? You can even go with either player versus player, 3 versus 3, or 1 versus 1. You could even go with player versus environment, where go and fight others. So much more to talk about, but I guess let's not reveal too much until this Sunday drop.
He committed to Sunday. I mean, we've got that. Everybody heard me. If you heard me, please tell me in the. Yeah, we heard Henry commit to Sunday. Yeah.
Right. I'll do this for you guys. So we will be dropping the NFT page. We call it the lore page, in which you will be able to read more about Comos, what they are, their origins, how they merged or how they came to be in this world of Atlas, and definitely, what kind of blessings that Como will be giving.
Nice. I think the more you say, if we just keep you talking and give you more beer, I think Saturday launch,
Oh no,
let's try my best to push you as much. Yeah. So the next question, this is a good one. Up in your lane, right, with your whole experience. So people are asking, right, are there anti-bot features to prevent people from scalping pre-sales?
Right, the person who asked this is definitely an NFT degen. I'm pretty sure you've collected like enough NFTs out there to know about this, right? So yeah, definitely we will build in the basic verification. On top of that, right, our smart contract engineers are also working super hard right now to ensure that, whales don't just come in and hoard like a whole bunch of Comos, right? We are definitely doing whitelisting for pre-sales. We are also doing unique address limitation, and also like allowing only an amount of Comos to be minted at one go per address. on top of that, we are also enforcing people to go through Discord verification, which is why it's super important for you guys to start getting more active on Discord. You know, just create more memes, guys. Create more memes that will help you level up. You know,
Henry doesn't eat. He feeds on memes.
Exactly, guys. There were a few memes that are super, super funny. I just can't remember from who, because I think everyone here is just hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, the memes channel is really just what gets me. Everybody, I'm looking at it. People are talking about, you know, not having enough jam, not enough energy, winning an NFL. This guy is 11 p.m. and you won an NFT egg. This guy is just hilarious. Yeah, and like, look at this one. Let me see. You know,
yeah, just many.
My face, my everyday face, me when playing Atlas 101. I mean, this is just here.
All right, guys. Yeah, please go. Please just continue building memes, guys. I think this is all we need.
Yeah, and I mean, just continue what everybody's doing. Keep community engaged. Keep it active. Keep it lively. And this is really just like a family. You had a long day at work, or you had a school. Come in here and just want people, you know, that you close, have a laugh, you can. And I'm not sure if you all like the games that we have. Sharky has been helping us that some nights you all did the marble game, some nights we have this like ad hoc games where you get, you know, a score of like 688 on all this game. I think this is definitely, you know, the way that we're talking about building Atlas. This is where, you know, you have fun. That's why we want to bring on the different game developers so that, you know, more selection of games.
And I think most, just to add on there, Elos, very much more importantly is the fact that everything is really geared towards being able to bring this to the next billion users, right? We're not just trying to build yet another game out
billion
there.
Billion with a B or with an M, or what did I hear?
I said trillion. The trillion. Next trillion,
okay.
Users. Right. Yeah, we are really trying to make everything accessible as possible to the next billion crypto users, because let's be frank, right? There are still a huge part of the world out there that are not aware of what crypto is. So this is also part of, you know, part of our vision to actually onboard all of them. Like let's be real, right? A lot of games are built with too much of a complex system that is just a lot of barrier for anyone to get started, right? So that is really where we come into play, right? This is where Atlas will be the hyper casual metaverse that anyone out there in the world can get started.
Okay, I think we have a couple more questions to get through.
Right, I think there are a few that are pretty related to what we will be revealing in the next AMA, and I guess they are mostly to IDO and tokenomics.
Yeah, so someone's asking us, will the team be planning to make any strategies to make the token more attractive, right? Increase utility, burning of tokens, staking, setting a DAO, all these are super valid. Like I mentioned, next week will be the jang jang jang, the big week. We'll be bringing up, you know, in the lead up to IDO, we'll be talking about tokenomics, we'll be talking about security, we can be talking about, you know, what kind of things you can expect being a gem holder. And in the future, when we prepare for a governance, all this will all come into play. And really, this GEMS token is really to be the in-game currency. It's the one that's going to be across Atlas. Everything that you transact in, earn, will all be through GEMS. So, like I said, as we're preparing for the IDO, the whole gaming space right now, play to earn in all our games, this is your way to start accruing GEMS. You know, you want to start loading up, systematically buy GEMS. That once we are preparing for the IDO, I think this will just be really, really exciting.
Oh, did I forget to mention, in order for you to actually hatch a Komo NFT egg, you would also be needing gems.
Yes. So we've been dropping Komo NFT eggs for all our. So definitely, if you're an NFT egg, you also want to start accumulating your gems to Komos, then they will be able to hatch. And then, you know, you can equip it just like any other NFT. You can equip it to your game, to affect your in-game stats. You can breed it in the future. So many exciting things to lead up to. If not, I think we have like one last question, right? Just a more of a general question. Talk a little. What was our reason for doing? Someone asks us, you know, what was your biggest inspiration to make games? Maybe we end this end off to the AMA.
Sure. It's a bit related to the same mission question I was, but let me just iterate through again. So I think the biggest inspiration for why we are coding every night and day, you know, reading memes and after that, have, you know, downing coffee and just continue coding, right, is, like I said again, we really see a really huge opportunity in bringing Atlas to the next billion users. There are just boundless opportunity, right, out there, that there are so many people out there that are, you know, looking for a source of income, right? And the thing about current NFT games or GameFi that are available out there is simply the barrier of entry is really just too hard, right? It, like I said, I think again, you have to download a bunch of games, a bunch of apps, sorry. You have to download a bunch of software, you have to sign up, and so on, and only to find yourself ending in a situation where you need a preliminary investment or a capital to actually start earning, right? So what Atlas is set to do here today is really to remove all of that boundary and make it accessible to just anyone out there. Well, as long as they have, as long as they like playing any of these casual games, you know, like as long as they think they're competitive on Bounce Bounce or even Tetris, or they can just get started immediately and start earning. I think that is the beauty of what we are today.
Yeah, and I think all the games that you see, these are definitely meant to be bite-sized, quick games that can fit your lives. You know, all of you are busy people. We value your life. You're on the bus, you're on the train, you have a couple of minutes outside. You know, we want Atlas to play. So if you're already playing Candy Crush, if you're already playing, you're just playing just for fun. Why not do the exact same? You earn Komo eggs, you can earn gem rewards. I think this is something exciting about finance just being change things, right? In the few in the past, you know, when I was playing Maple Story, for example, everything that I buy after a few years when Maple that didn't story. They didn't become trendy anymore. All my credits and all my Indian
your Zaku.
Right. But like with the blockchain, all of your items can be tokenized, it's tradable, it can accrue in value, right? You can see the value of a certain item owned by different. So I think this gaming space the other way and put power in. And yeah, like you, we just want to make this a fun place to hang out. So do continue checking in on Discord.
In fact, to add on to that, right, I guess like another biggest like inspiration that I think in general all of the team here feel so, it's also really the fact that, you know, we are really people who with almost zero knowledge on cryptocurrency or blockchain started to onboard on Atlas as their very first game, right? That proves the fact that we are solving a really big pain point for people who are actually looking for GameFi, but with no capital to start with, but really just are ready to grind or, you know, are willing to work hard to earn, right? We even have a lot of players who, you know, I know that you guys are super excited about cash outs. So we have a lot of players that are super, super thankful post cash out days. You know, they started posting memes, they started posting thank you notes on Twitter and so on. And that has been super, super big inspiration for the team over here. So yeah, please continue to grind, guys.
Yeah, and I mean, just one more minute at the end of today. Wanted to just quickly recap. Right now, there's the Thanksgiving contest going on. I see people just, the invite tracker has just been. But you can see everybody really grinding hard for the invite contest. Let's bring us to like 5,000, 8,000, 10,000 and just continue growing the community. As more people come on board, as the community grows, you'll definitely continue to give us motivation things for the community. Do check out the NFT page that's coming up. Henry said it himself. He's going to be getting done by Sunday.
Okay.
So, but you didn't say like, you know, Eastern time, Pacific time, maybe, you know.
Oh,
maybe that was your. Keep a lookout for the NFT page. You'll see the new lore that's coming up. You'll see the equipment page. And most importantly, Gem IDO that's coming up. Next Friday, we'll do an AMA on that. You'll definitely hear about that. We talked about tournaments. We talked about this like PvP skill-based game. We talked about the supply of Komos. We talked about the mint of Komos. Like so many things are jam-packed, you know. As the community grows, as the team grows, we're just super excited to bring all of this. Yeah, thanks so much, everyone, for joining in on AMA.
Awesome, guys. Yeah. Thanks for the questions. Great question.
Yeah, keep them coming. Try and get to as many of them in the next AMA and also in the general chat. So have a good night, have a good morning, wherever you are. And I'm going back to be playing at...
Me too.
Okay, right. Sharky, back to you.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Like that was a really, really jam-packed like AMA, and like we were just so excited to wait for like our next AMA next Friday. And thank you for everyone for joining us in this AMA. A recording will be prepared and posted on the Discord server tomorrow. And yeah, thanks for joining us. We will be announcing the 3 lucky winners to win 100 gems for attending this AMA and asking questions later in the Discord server. So do look out for that. I think thank you for being such a great audience, and good night.
No good night for Henry. He's going to stay up. But
good night, guys.